Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research, and today we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. If you don't mind me asking, what is your zip code?
30310.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth? Only the year?
1981.
Thank you. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Bachelor's.
Bachelor's. Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. What is your race? I'm sorry?
Black.
Okay. Thank you. Next. For whom did you vote back in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I don't care to disclose that.
Okay. Are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, you're not registered? You are? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Number one is immigration. Number two is abortion access. Number three is racism and discrimination. Number four is public transportation. Number five is traffic. Six is climate change and environment. Seven is crime. Eight is jobs and the economy. And nine is inflation and the cost of living. And 10 is education.
Inflation and the cost of living.
Okay. That's one. Two more.
Jobs.
Okay. What else?
Crime.
Crime. Okay. You have a good memory retention.
No, sorry. Education.
Education. Okay. Good memory retention. Next is when thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the city of Atlanta?
Okay.
Are you
what I listed prior to that?
Are you satisfied with the direction in which they are heading?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied. Okay. What about with the Atlanta region?
Satisfied.
Somewhat or very?
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay. What about with Georgia?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay, thank you so much. Next. Now, we'd like for you to rate your feelings about some people and some groups of people or ideas using the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, which means neutral. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know the people, you never heard of the groups, just let us know. The Atlanta Police Department, 0 to 10.
3,
okay. Uber and Lyft, 0 to 10.
7,
okay. The Atlanta City Council, 0 to 10.
6,
thank you. Electric scooters.
7,
thank you. The Atlanta Beltline.
8,
okay, thank you. MARTA trains.
0.
Mayor Andre Dickens.
6,
thank you. Self-driving cars.
0,
thank you. Governor Brian Kemp.
4,
thank you. MARTA buses.
seven. I'll say two more altogether.
Okay. Artificial intelligence companies.
Zero.
Zero. Thank you so much. Next, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major.
Problem. Major? Okay, thank you. How would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Rarely.
Rarely. Okay, thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, not at all familiar?
Very familiar.
Very. Okay, thank you. How frequently do you use Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
A few times a month.
Thank you. Based on what you know and what you heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. What is the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Progress.
Progress. Okay. Thank you. Next. Here are a few statements. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. Public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. 0 to 10.
Okay, strongly disagree. Zero,
okay. I feel safe riding MARTA.
Zero.
Thank you. The quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse.
I agree. So be 10.
10, okay. Adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
10.
10, thank you. MARTA says they are working on projects, but I never see them complete anything.
4.
4, okay. Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta's buses.
10.
Thank you. I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system.
Seven.
10. Okay, thank you. Next. Which of the following statements do you agree with the most? We can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micromobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Or we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. I'm sorry. First or second?
Second.
Somewhat second or strongly second?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. Here are a few policies the city leaders might consider when trying to address Atlanta's area's traffic problem. After each one, please use the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that you somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Adding more security to MARTA stops. 0 to 10.
Eight.
Okay. Adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
Seven,
thank you. Adding additional MARTA stations around Atlanta?
Zero.
Thank you. Adding light rail to the Beltline?
10.
Thank you. Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable?
Can you say that again, please?
Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
5.
Okay, thank you. Building more bike lanes for e-bikes and scooters.
Seven,
thank you. Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
9.
Okay, thank you. Repairing potholes and fixing our streets.
10.
Thank you. Incentivizing housing development close to public transit.
10.
Thank you. Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths.
10.
Okay, thank you. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all familiar?
Not too familiar.
Okay, thank you. Based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit alongside the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline Transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement. 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. 0 means that it's not convincing at all statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The Beltline development is a major economic driver in the city, providing billions of dollars in investment and tens of thousands of good jobs, but many of those jobs are not easily accessible to people from less affluent neighborhoods. Beltline Transit ensures that everyone in the city can take advantage of our economic prosperity by easily commuting from their neighborhoods to their workplaces. 0 to 10.
7.
Thank you. When complete, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will link together all of Atlanta's neighborhoods, allowing people from all over the city to enjoy access to the job opportunities, entertainment, and recreation that the Beltline offers. 0 to 10.
5.
Okay, thank you. Atlanta's freeways have some of the worst congestion in the country, with millions of people spending countless hours stuck in traffic every day. The only way to permanently fix our traffic is to expand public transportation, getting people out of their cars and off our roadways. Projects like the Beltline Transit will help fix our congestion and make Atlanta a better city. 0 to 10.
6.
Thank you so much. Now, once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's a very convincing statement. 5, it means that it's somewhat convincing. And 0 means that it's not convincing at all statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The Beltline train is just going to exaggerate, the Beltline train is just going to accelerate Atlanta's crime and violence problems. MARTA is completely unsafe at the moment. With shootings happening at MARTA station on a regular basis instead of this train, we should use these funds to make our existing trains and bus stops safe for everyone to use. 0-10. Thank you. The Beltline itself is a major driver for gentrification and pushing longtime black and brown Atlantans out of their homes. Every year, the cost of rent goes up as out-of-town interests pour money into turning our neighborhoods into places where new people from the suburbs will feel more comfortable. This train is just another project that will displace older long-term residents. We got to take back our city and say no to gentrification. 0-10.
5.
Thank you. At $2.5 billion, the Beltline train is way too expensive. We all know that these big projects always run over budget, and who's to say whether it won't cost 3 to 4 or 5 times $5 billion of our tax dollars. Assuming it's ever actually completed, we need public transit that builds on what works, not these unrealistic plans that won't work. 0-10.
8.
Okay, thank you. One last time, based on what you know, do you oppose or support the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline?
Support.
Still strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. For the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year, 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 10, 11 to 20, or 21 plus years?
6 to 10.
Thank you. Which of the following best represents how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Can you please specify what the something else is?
A child of God. I don't describe it on the title.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
I'm divorced and single.
Single, okay. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Independent, okay. Do you lean more towards the Democratic Party or Republican Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following best describes your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, stay-at-home parent, student, or other?
Full-time and self-employed.
Okay. Last year, that's back in 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Less than 24? 25 to 34, 35 to 54, to 44, 45 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 to 74, 75 to 84, 85 to 99, 100 to 249, or 250 plus?
100.
Okay, thank you so much. Then that will conclude our survey. Thank you so much for your time and cooperation. You have a good one.
All right, you guys.
All right, bye.